This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's Hoffman's show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We're streaming live on YouTube, too, at the Team 980. It's a Monday. Hope you're having a good one. We got a lot of random stuff on the show today. We got some football. We got some NBA Finals preview. Coming up in 30 minutes, our guy Jim Van Stone, the president of business ops at Monumental Sports and Entertainment, is going to join us. And talk about the latest developments at Capital One Arena. They're ready to share more about the renovations, and they did with the group of media members last week, including the man you just heard, Chris Russell. But I was able to talk to Jim about all that. And then, Anthony, Jim is like, we should give you a private tour. Maybe I'll bring you with me. I think it's like next week we might go on a little tour. I'll be like, hey, can we do party for two? Can we extra hard hat for my boy Haney?
Hey, count me in.
So that'd be cool, especially if they do. The thing is, I don't know, like, when they did this, when they did it last week, they had, like, a bunch of the food and stuff up. I don't know if they'll cook just for us. We can ask.
Hey, it doesn't hurt to ask.
Does not hurt to ask. So we'll talk to Van Stone coming up at 4:30. Also later, what are we doing later in the show? Oh, we got a bunch of NFL news later in the show. So we got a whole bunch of stuff that's popping off today here on the show. We start off, though, with the NBA Finals, which are starting on Thursday night. We now know it will be Pacers and Thunder after Indiana disposed of New York in six games. We'll talk about the Knicks coming up in 10 minutes and where they head from here. But, Anthony, I am super-duper excited for this Finals. And I kind of think for anyone that's like, I don't know, it's the Pacers and the Thunder. And, like, talking about small markets or anything other than the basketball is just people telling on themselves about the fact that they're not actually huge basketball fans, which is fine if you're not into the basketball and you're much more into the brands and the stories and whatever, then, like, okay. But from a basketball standpoint, whew, this is going to be a fun series. These are two of the fastest-paced teams in the league. These are two of the best offenses in the league. It is the best defense in the league, and a defense that is the best defense in the league in Oklahoma City, in part because they force turnovers at a historic rate. Meanwhile, you have an Indiana team that, despite the fact that they pass the ball all over the place and seemingly play in chaos, never turns the ball over. So I think Indiana's got a shot here. I'm not going to bury the lead. I'm not going to bury the pick. I'm picking Oklahoma City five or six games. I think they're a historically great team. They're 168 games in the regular season. But the style here is pretty interesting from a styles make fights thought on all of this, Anthony. And I am very excited to watch this NBA Finals.
Yeah, I think I'm excited as well. I think also the coaching experience that Rick Carlisle has over Mark Daigneault, I think is something that we should also be watching, just because Mark, he'll have to, you know, adjust accordingly. And he's done that throughout the playoffs all playoffs long. So, but at the same token, this is the NBA Finals. This is unfamiliar territory for him. So I think that'll be something to monitor. But I agree with you. I'm definitely going with the Thunder to win the series. I think when you look at just how good they are defensively, the fact that they can defend on the perimeter, and that's one of you know, the Pacers' like strong suits, I think really makes this interesting. We saw in the series against the Knicks, we saw Tibbs, you know, try to put ball pressure by having Mikal Bridges pick up, you know, Tyrese Haliburton, and it wasn't like, you know, he's all up in his stuff. He's just sort of kind of there. He's present. But when it comes to these Thunder, Lu Dort, Alex Caruso, Cason Wallace, they're all up in these guys. So I think it's going to be a little bit different than, you know, the New York series. But I'm interested to see how, you know, Indiana sort of kind of combats what makes the Thunder so good. And they beat them two times already this season, so they might have their number. We'll see.
Yeah, Chet Holmgren did not play in either of those two games. So that is an interesting thing here to see how Indiana might match up with the double big lineup of Oklahoma City, which is one of Oklahoma City's favorite lineups with Holmgren and Isaiah Hartenstein on the floor. You mentioned all the guys that they've got on the perimeter to shut down Haliburton. Lu Dort has been particularly problematic for Tyrese Haliburton in the two games this season. His usage rate. So a usage rate is a stat that says, how often does a player either get a shot, or basically, how often does the possession end with either a shot, a turnover, or an assist by that player? So how often are they dictating how the possession ends? And the usage rate for Tyrese Haliburton is the lowest he had all season against Lu Dort, compared to, I think, every other defender in a certain qualified number of minutes. So this is a thing where they've got to figure out, how do we unlock Tyrese Haliburton? How do we make sure that either we get Dort off of him, or that Tyrese is equipped to know what to do? In the regular season, they would do things like have Andrew Nembhard bring the ball up the floor. They would do these, you know, have other solutions. But I think ultimately, if you are Rick Carlisle, you want the ball in Tyrese Haliburton's hands as often as possible. Of course, Carlisle, an NBA champion in 2011 with the Mavericks, where he upset one of the great regular season NBA teams. That was the first year of the Miami Heat. They put your Anthony, I don't know if you remember this because you might have blacked it out of your memory as a super LeBron fan, but they put LeBron in a blender. They played zone. They did, like, and that was a time where zone defenses were still not being used a ton and really had never been used in the finals. And he just junked up the defense. They found ways to get Dirk the ball. He had a great series, and ultimately the Mavericks win that 2011 title, the only one for Dirk Nowitzki. And really was kind of a seminal moment in LeBron's career where he goes into a dark place that summer, comes out and just destroys the world the next two seasons en route to NBA championships before the Spurs beat him in 2013-2014. And well, I guess there was the Ray Allen shot, so they didn't really destroy the world that 2013 year. They survived on the Ray Allen shot. But the point is, Carlisle is one of the best there is. Like, for a guy who only has one championship, he's got to be, well, like, the best coach ever that only has one championship. He's consistently won 50 games. He was awesome in Detroit all those years. He's been awesome in Indiana, both stints. He was great in Dallas. And we've seen the way that he's able to stymie some of the best teams in the league. And I think the other thing that's really impressive to me about Carlisle is he always seems to have another card in the bag. And that was the thing that if we talk purely about game six and what they did against the Knicks, like, for most of that series, Aaron Nesmith was guarding Jalen Brunson. And it was like that Andrew Nembhard was a dog who had been locked up in a cage in game six. And they're like, all right, we see what happened in game five. Game six, everything on the line, you're getting 94 feet of pressure. Literally 94 feet of pressure. When you catch the ball on the inbound, it doesn't matter if you are basically handed the ball on the baseline. Andrew Nembhard is going to be in your lap. And you saw Brunson get frustrated. You saw him get worn down. And by the fourth quarter, Nembhard, who seemed exhausted earlier in the game because he was giving so much defensively and couldn't hit basic shots on offense, he was the guy that seemed energized by the end, where Brunson ran out of steam. And that is kind of the kind of stuff where I don't know what junk card what joker Rick Carlisle is going to play, but Oklahoma City is going to have to solve a joker at some point in this series because that's how good that dude on the sideline for Indiana is.
Yeah, so again, I think it is going to – coaching will have some type of influence over this series. But again, Craig, like, I think even – all right, I'll give, you know, Andrew Nimhart, the Pacers, their flowers for what they did against the Knicks. But for some reason, I just look at this Thunder team and I just deem them just, like, super formidable, like, going to be a tough – person, tough team, tough unit.
Look, if I'm going to have to solve Rick Carlisle's Joker, I'd rather have the deck of cards that Mark Daigneault's got. Like, okay, fine. You deal with Chet Holmgren. You deal with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, the MVP. So, like, I'm not saying Oklahoma City's not equipped. I'm picking them in the series. I'm just saying this is a fascinating and fun matchup that I can't wait to watch starting Thursday night in Oklahoma City. It's two teams that I feel like have a distinct identity, two teams that are similar in a lot of ways. And, you know, sometimes you have a series like the Knicks and Pacers, and it's like, well, whoever dictates the series, they're going to win. Indiana gets some of these games sped up, they win. Slower games, the Knicks won. Even though they shot worse, the game was played at their pace. Both these teams play with the same pace. Both these teams play in some level of chaos and want to get you in track meet. Both teams are really, really deep. You're not going to wear out the other team in terms of their depth because they can make the subs and they have guys that are ready. So what does that ultimately mean? We'll talk about it more as the week goes and obviously find out our first taste of an answer on Thursday night. For the Knicks, their season is over. Now what is the question? We put a postmortem on New York's year in the NBA next on the Hoffman Show.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Jalen, when you talk about the confidence, obviously, I feel like nobody takes more criticism than Tom. And this team obviously has turned around during his tenure. Do you kind of feel that going forward, he's the same guy to lift you guys the rest of the way, that next level?
Is that a real question right now? You just asked me if I believe that if he's the right guy. Yes.
Thanks, guys.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube too at the Team 980. So the Knicks are done. That's Jalen Brunson. Very clear. Tom Thibodeau should be staying in New York. And I think the Knicks are in a very interesting place, Anthony, as we put a bow on their season. The whole Eastern Conference is in a bizarre spot right now. And I think it's worth pointing out, this could dramatically change in 4 weeks. Like, by the time we're in the beginning of, or 5 weeks, right? By the time we get through free agency and there's the trades that will ultimately come with free agency and teams trying to get under the cap or major moves that happen, the Eastern Conference could look very different. But right now, the Pacers seem very, very set for next year, right? They just run it back. They're the Eastern Conference champions. No matter what happens in the ensuing week, they're not going to make major changes. Their roster's fairly intact. The New York Knicks are the runners-up. They just made a huge trade, or two huge trades last offseason. They made a draft day trade for Mikal Bridges, and then they do the Julius Randle for Karl Towns swap. That also includes Dante DiVincenzo going to Minnesota. And there's reporting in The Athletic that, you know, people were frustrated with Towns' defense and some of the communication and attentiveness, etc. But at the end of the day, like, this is a really, really, really good basketball team in what is a relatively weak and thin conference right now. Because you have teams like Miami that have been good forever that are in transition, let's call it. Cleveland is obviously the big wild card. They should have been much better based off the regular season. They had injuries, and Indiana was a juggernaut the last, you know, half of the year, and that's who they ran into and lost to in the playoffs. So that, I think, looks different in hindsight when Indiana goes out and beats the Knicks too. But Cleveland's a real team. New York's a real team. Indiana's a real team. Is there anybody else in the Eastern Conference with Jason Tatum hurt that really scares you? And if the answer is no, and I'm the Knicks, I am running it back. I'm telling Karl Anthony Towns whatever I need to tell him, that, you know, people aren't griping about it this time next year. And I feel pretty good about my chances in the Eastern Conference 2025-26. Their roster, their top seven players, I think I saw on NBA today, are all under contract for next year. You have guys like Mitchell Robinson that are expiring. And so if all of a sudden you run it back and it's going sideways, could you trade him at the deadline? Sure. But if I'm the Knicks, I made my moves. I am now relying upon continuity and hoping that by next year, we're talking about a Knicks team in the finals, and that they can learn from the loss of this year versus blowing it up. Because nothing embarrassing happened. You lost to a really good team. And sometimes that's how the sport works.
Yeah, but do you think, constructed as is, they're good enough? Because, again, Tibbs riding the same 7-8 guys isn't sustainable. But also trying to blow it up or trade all your pieces for Giannis Antetokounmpo won't serve you any justice. Also, you don't have capital, like draft capital, because you gave it all up for Mikal Bridges. So I think definitely they should, you know, just try to build off their bench, to be honest. If they can strengthen and bolster their bench, I think they'll be in a better place. But it also is going to come down to Tom Thibodeau finding alternatives on what to do on the offensive side of the ball. Because, again, it can't just be Jalen Brunson ISO. That isn't going to get the job done. You try to rely on Carl Anthony Towns to help out as well. Wasn't, you know, the most effective. So I think him figuring out some type of variation for the offense, I think is going to be pivotal for next year.
Well, that's the thing, right? Is you can always make tweaks, right? Who you are as a coach is a year-by-year thing. You can get better. You can get worse. Tibbs is a guy that has generally been thought of as fairly, I don't want to call it uninnovative because he's not innovative. He's kind of set in his ways. Like, he doesn't, yes, he's not super adaptable. And maybe there is a more adaptable version of the Knicks and of Thibs that makes him a better coach in the playoffs. But also, they just lost in six games in the Eastern Conference Finals, and they blew a 20-point lead game one. If they win game one, how different is the series? And so,
but they also won a game where they were down 20. So, like, I think those kind of, like, offset.
Fine. You know what? Fair. Totally fair. You lost to a really, really good team. The Pacers are good. In the modern NBA, the way that this thing works, they're good. They're deep. They're adaptable. They have an identity. They have a star in Haliburton. And so if you're the Knicks, like, I think you just have to look yourself in the mirror and say, okay, how do we get better? And some of it is the guys will have another year playing together. Towns, this was year one. How does that look in year two? And I think, can you put it together in a more cohesive and comprehensive way with Towns to get him, you know, feature more? Can you also get the right thing in terms of, or can you get the right coaching points to him to keep him out of foul trouble defensively? Like, there's a lot of stuff that you're trying to do and you spend the offseason planning for. I think you also do need to make some moves on the margins, right? Every team is always going to do that. Can you acquire something in free agency, someone in free agency with a mid-level exception? Or I haven't looked at their cap sheet. But, like, obviously the big button that you could press is, do you trade Mitchell Robinson for something else? I think he's a big part of what they do. I'd probably keep him. But the idea that because you lose in the Eastern Conference Finals, you have to blow it up when you just made a ton of moves 1 year ago, you just keep chasing the same thing. If I'm them, I'm probably leaning into the power of continuity. I'm certainly not firing Tibbs. And again, like, there was a version of this series where you fire Tibbs, where you come out and you're like, that dude is just not what it takes to win in the playoffs. He can get you there, but it's not going to work. I don't think that he got thoroughly outcoached in this series. I think Carlisle was better, but I think Carlisle might be the best coach in the league. Him, Spo, Dagenau's really good at Oklahoma City. Like, there's a couple guys that are elite. And I think Tibbs might be one tier below that. But unless you know for a fact you're getting one of the top tier guys, like, if Eric Spoelstra becomes available, then yeah, everyone should fire
their coach. Or Ty Lue.
If Ty Lue becomes available, sure. Those guys aren't available. And so Tibbs is really, really high level. He's perfect for the city. He's perfect for the group of guys that they have. And not to say you have to run this back for the next 5 years, but I think giving it one more shot is good. Not trying to go crazy and giving up even more draft capital, and then you'll run things from there.
One question for you before we head to break. Does Leon Rose have any – is he responsible for any of this in terms of, like, the roster construction? Just because, again, what you did for Mikal Bridges in terms of, you know, giving away five draft picks, and then also bringing in a guy like Carl Anthony Town that doesn't fit the Tom Thibodeau, you know, rough and tough kind of mentality.
Yeah, I mean, is he responsible? Of course. He's the one who put together the roster. But, yeah, like, if I'm him, I want to take responsibility.
Okay.
They just made the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time since 1999. It's the best Knicks season they've had in forever.
Yeah.
They haven't made the finals since then. They've won a championship since 1973. This is one of the best New York Knicks basketball seasons we've seen in three decades. So to pretend like it's broken is, to me, far too overreaction. And to pretend like they could not win, because that's the thing. Sometimes you get to this stage. If you're the Atlanta Hawks in the Eastern Conference Finals, what was it, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, whenever that was?
Yeah.
They got there, and you're like, they're not close.
Yeah.
I don't know how they got here, but they, bing bong, that was some bad Knicks basketball, right? You're like, you're not close. Don't fool yourself into thinking you're close. I think this Knicks team is close. And I think you of course keep your options open, but like functionally, I'm not hunting.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out how we plug the holes in our current battleship. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. And coming up next, Jim Van Stone joins us, president of basketball operations at Monumental Sports. Jim is leading a lot of the construction efforts at Capital One Arena. He's got some updates he can share with what our experience will be like as fans moving forward at Cap One next on the Team 980.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Supply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
The Hoffman Show, we're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. And of course, you can catch the show on YouTube too at the Team 980. And you see with a pair of sweet jerseys in the background, Jim Van Stone, if you're watching, the Bullets jersey, Jim, is excellent. Of course, Jim's the president business on the business side of Monumental Sports and Entertainment. Jim, welcome back to the show. And really, no, seriously, that Bullets jersey is amazing.
I appreciate it, Craig. I love the work that you do, and it's an honor to be on your show all the time. So, yeah, you know, a little old school in the background with the Wes Unseld. So, love it. Great history here with Wes.
Yeah, for sure. So, we're having Jim on today on the heels of him being able to show kind of the new renovations at Capital One Arena. A bunch of people, including our own Chris Russell, went through last Wednesday. Unfortunately, I had to go to Ashburn to Commanders practice, but Jim and I are going to, I'm going to get a tour soon. So, we'll get that all straightened away. But some of the things I was able to see in both the material you guys sent along and some of the news that came out of it, Jim, very, very cool, very, very interesting. Why, first of all, like, why now in terms of giving fans, the update here, what kind of thresholds have been or milestones have been reached, thresholds have been crossed that you guys are ready to show off some of the initial work that you're doing at Capital One?
Well, you know, for the last probably 6 to 9 months, we've been in heavy design and development mode from that standpoint, really planning everything. We started around the first of the year doing some work behind the walls, you know, and now this summer we are fully closed for, you know, the next three summers. So a lot of work being done right now. So we just felt it was an opportune time, you know, to really share everything that's going on. We've got about 600,000 square feet of space that's under construction right now that Knock on Wood will hopefully be ready in the fall. That's the game plan. And we just opened our brand new preview center, the Reserve. So we're really excited about everything. And it was just a great opportunity for us to start to showcase to the fans, you know, what we're going to build here over the next couple of years. And we're also actively inviting our clients down for tours. So they're going through a great preview center experience and, you know, really seeing some of the visuals of what we're trying to build out long term.
So one of the things I did notice that kind of goes in conjunction with what you just said, right, is the higher end suites are at the start here. You're having clients, so there's a very corporate element to it. It's worth saying, like, you guys are renovating Capital One from top to bottom. No matter where you sit in the stadium, you are going to get a better experience based off of the plans that you guys have, assuming they come to fruition. Why start on this higher end, if you will? I mean, it might just be pure logistics of construction, but I figure it's worth asking the question because the largest group of people that are ultimately going to be affected are going to be those of us that sit up in wherever seats. So why is this the order of events
that's a great question. And honestly, if you ask me, the project that I'm most excited about is what we're going to do in the upper level. It really is going to be transformative for the 8,000 people that sit up there. The reason that we started off in, you know, kind of the basement, the event level, is we have to work our way up. So, you know, a lot of the player and athlete spaces, the artist residencies, are the work that's being done this summer. We are doing some additional VIP club spaces that we have on the event level, but, you know, every level of this building is going to be completely transformed. We're going to have 8 new entrances into the building. We're going to have 4 to 6 VIP entrances. Vertical transportation is being more than doubled, you know, from that standpoint. I think we're going to have nearly 22 escalators or elevators in the building. So everything is going to be overturned. And what you see in the finished product is not anything of what people have experienced the last 25 plus years here. So everyone's going to be impacted, you know, from that standpoint. But the whole project for us, Craig, is all about the fan experience and the fan engagement. I mean, you know, we want people to feel connected and we want people to really have an opportunity to come down here and have an immersive experience. I mean, you know, I think one of the things that's really exciting across the board is, as you know, our building, we have tight concourses. I mean, we're expanding the concourses. There's a lot more dwell space, a lot more social spaces for our guests to congregate in. So I think, you know, it will be truly transformational for us. And, you know, but we had to start at the event level and the basement level and work our way up. So that's why some of the work that's being done right now is heavily focused on kind of that first level.
Jim Van Stone, the president of business operations at Monumental Sports Entertainment, with us here on the Hoffman Show. So we ultimately get to those second and third phases over the next couple of summers, and those kind of more general fan experiences that most people are buying. Like, how do you expand a concourse? Like, are you changing the angles of the seats? Like, what? How does that work, Jim?
So we have a lot of office space in the building. So a lot of our office space is moving towards next door into the Gallery Place, you know, office center location. So we're picking up a lot of, you know, square footage that we never really had the ability to optimize before. You know, remember the old Vita gym at the corner of 7th and F? That's being transformed.
I've worked out there more than a few times.
Yeah, exactly. So I think, you know, we're able to reimagine, you know, the building in a really robust way. And I think picking up the additional square footage for us was really key. I think the other piece is, you know, being able to expand over into Gallery Place really changes the dynamic for us. We're going to have a second main entrance into the building, which is going to be the Grand Pavilion, which is the Gallery Place Pavilion. So, you know, I think really just having a very thoughtful approach to the current square footage, what we can do to maximize it, I think is leading us into, you know, a realm of having a lot more opportunities for guests. And I do think it really is going to change the game day experience here. We expect people to come earlier now because we've got these social spaces. We expect people to stay later and, you know, knock on wood, hopefully everyone sees a great game on the court and the ice and, you know, certainly want to come back for more. But, you know, our whole vision of this transformation project is, you know, really to make the building one of the best in the country. I mean, right now we're, you know, roughly top 10 nationally, top 20 globally. We have a goal of getting top 5 nationally and top 10 globally. We want to bring more events into the building. And, you know, I look at the landscape the next 3 years. We've got the NCAA Sweet 16 next year. We've got the Frozen Four the following year. Then we've got the Women's Elite Eight in 27. So if you look at that coupled with, you know, really the opportunity to bring in all-star games here, you know, we've got the ability to really transform this building in a really robust way.
Point of order, Jim, what do you say, top 10 or top 20 globally? Like, what building rankings are we talking about? What are the criteria there that you're trying to hit?
I think it's number of events and it's the amount of people through the building. So those are the two dynamics that we really look at from that standpoint. I mean, so we want to bring in more events to the building. You know, we want to optimize the building in a really great way from that standpoint. And, you know, I think we already bring a lot of world-class events to Capital One Arena, but we want to do it on a higher scale as we move forward.
Jim Van Stone with us here on The Hoffman Show. All right, let's get into the food that I missed last week. Like, who are you working with here? Some of the stuff looked amazing. You know, obviously trying to elevate that experience for guests all around the building, but especially in some of these suite situations, which I'm sure plenty of our listeners also get to experience through work or whatever as well. So who are you working with there to try to elevate that experience?
So great question. I think it's not who we're working with, it's how we're working. I mean, you know, one of the things with the building being built in the late 90s, we had 3 kitchens in the building. We're going to go up to nearly 15 kitchens in the building. So that allows for a completely different dynamic of food preparation and food delivery from that standpoint. So that's one of the things that's really exciting. We've got an incredible partnership with, you know, Aramark on that end. We are still going to have and look to do a lot of local partnerships with a lot of the different celebrity chefs and great restaurants in the community. And, you know, I think for us, you know, diversity of food options is really paramount, you know, for us and really of key interest. But I think the biggest thing for us that helps us is that full change on the culinary preparation spaces. So having more kitchens to be able to do fresher food, you know, more farm to fork opportunities, more diversity is going to be fantastic. Don't get me wrong. People love to come to these arenas and stadiums and eat popcorn, hot dogs.
For sure.
Chicken fingers. But hopefully we'll have a lot more, you know, as we kind of move forward on that standpoint. So we definitely are going to scour the local community to continue the great relationships that we've had with a lot of chefs in the marketplace, but, you know, hopefully be able to do more as we move forward.
In terms of affordability for the food and beverage, you know, this is the classic kind of example of like, what does it cost to take a family of 4 to a game? Like, is there anything that's happening with the arena that can help on that front? The answer might be no, like the economics are the economics, but I'm curious, since there's so many moving parts, how that ultimately affects the cost of tickets, food, parking, anything else that goes into taking a classic family of 4 to a Capitals or Wizards game.
You know, we're in the early stages of our planning process, Craig. We haven't really determined pricing or anything from that standpoint. I think in the first phase for us, you know, it's really the design and the layout of a lot of the different food concession opportunities we have. I mean, we're hyper-focused on technology, getting people in and out of lines quicker so they don't miss any of the action that's taking place inside the bowl, you know, from that standpoint. So that's really the first phase of what we're looking at, you know, is the efficiency levels of delivering the food in a really fast format. I mean, we don't want people waiting in lines. I mean, we are going to grow the concession space by almost 60% over what we have currently right now. So, you know, but getting people through and getting them to be able to pick and choose exactly what they want in a quick fashion and get back to their seats is really the key focus right now. I think we're going to have probably something for everyone when it comes to, you know, the cost and the options and everything from that standpoint, but we're still a little bit in the early stages, you know, of that process right now.
Understood. When you talk about some of the other opportunities that exist outside the current Capital One space, you go into Gallery Place, you go into the old Vita, you go into everything that was around there. You mentioned some of that's going to become office space for Monumental, but from a fan-facing experience, what else is going to be built there? What are some of the ideas?
All those spaces, but are going to become fan-facing spaces. We're actually moving our offices out of the building into the Gallery Place office complex.
Okay.
So it really is opening up the entire landscape and footprint of the building. So, you know, we're looking at that from, you know, more ingress and egress opportunities to get people in and out faster and hopefully through, you know, a very secure format. We're looking at adding more concessions, more restrooms. I mean, you know, it's really transforming every aspect of the building and it's allowing us to pick up square footage on every level to really make, you know, the building, you know, much more optimized for the fan experience from that standpoint. So, you know, that scope and space for us with moving that office space off site, you know, is really a game changer overall. And retail is going to be a big part of that too. I mean, you know, one of the things we are doing in the Gallery Place area is adding in kind of the shopping district, a brand new 12,000 square foot team store. The people are going to go from the 12,000 square foot team store into the pavilion, and that's going to be where they're through and into the arena already. So, you know, optimizing some of the entry points to allow people to get in earlier. But once you get into that pavilion, which is going to be filled with destination locations from concessions, also probably bar experiences, you know, it's really going to seamlessly flow into the arena complex itself.
So that's kind of what I was getting at, is there will be restaurants, bars, places to hang out that are outside of the core basketball slash hockey facility. That in a way, like what it used to be in some of the Gallery Place side of it, but also probably, I'm guessing, a lot better than it used to be.
Yeah, you know what? Very similar in scope. You're right on that end, except for, like, we're going to open up the arena side into the pavilion. So people are already going to be ticketed through there. So it's going to be a seamless back and forth, you know, into the venue itself. And then, you know, part of the pavilion, we're actually adding some vertical transportation to get people to the second level. And then they're going to be able to walk across the bridge into the second level of the arena. So, you know, really, you know, making that whole process more seamless and frictionless for guests is a primary focus for us.
I think vertical transportation is my new favorite phrase.
Oh, I love it. You know what? There's nothing worse than just waiting to try to get to your seats. I mean, you know, everything Ted said, make it new and let's focus completely on the street to seat experience for guests and getting them to their location as quickly as we can. So we feel pretty good about it. But yes, vertical transportation is a hot word.
I love it. I love it. Jim Van Stone's with us, president of the business operation at Monumental Sports, talking about Capital One Arena. Although I want to go a little bit beyond here, Jim. Last week, the silliest people in my business lost their minds when Caitlin Clark got hurt, which happened right ahead of the big game for the Mystics and Fever in Baltimore. And then people still went to the game, Jim. Imagine that. What did that say to you, though, as the president of the business operations, to see such a significant crowd still show up in Baltimore? Although we can acknowledge, like, Caitlin Clark's the biggest draw in the WNBA. There's no doubting it. And I'm not trying to put down Caitlin at all. But the fact that you still got such a great crowd in Baltimore, what did that mean to you and your team?
I think it says completely women's sports is booming. You know, there is an excitement level and Caitlin is absolutely phenomenal, but these other stars are equally as desirable for people to see. And I look at some of our young rookies, whether it's Kiki or Sonya, I mean, people want to see these players and these athletes are absolutely incredible. The energy in the building was phenomenal. It was really, really great. And you know what? It was an outstanding game. We played really, really well, but you know, for us, what was really cool about it, and granted, in the future, we want to bring more of those games to Capital One Arena. However, you know what? The ability to really make this a truly DMV approach, it was awesome to be able to play a game up in Baltimore. So, but I think, you know what, women's sports and especially the WNBA is growing rapidly from that standpoint. And there is a lot of demand and we're seeing demand across the board. We're seeing demand from a ticketing standpoint and highly demanded. I mean, every single game that we have at Care First Arena, we sell out, you know, which is phenomenal. The crowd up at CFG was awesome. The crowds that we're going to bring over to Eagle Bank Arena in Fairfax County are going to be equally as strong. But the other piece I think that's really a dynamic that we're seeing is corporate America jumping on, you know, in a really robust way. And we've had some, you know, great partnerships that we've been able to announce recently, including our most recent jersey partner with Vanda Pharmaceuticals. We just announced a brand new deal with TJ Maxx. So, you know what, we're really excited about what the landscape is. And I think it's everyone wants to be involved, which, you know, being in the WNBA for as long as we have at Monumental and, you know, me personally, I mean, it was a long time coming. It should have happened a lot sooner. But let's ride this and let's continue to build this business in a really big way. In a perfect world for us, Craig, and I think I mentioned this to you before, every NBA team should own a WNBA team. There should be 30 teams in the WNBA, just like there is the NBA. And that's where you bring scale. And, you know, I think there's a lot of excitement right now with, you know, the expansion process and, you know, adding two more teams next year says a lot of really great things about the league and its growth and potential.
Yeah, well, I mean, if everyone would sell out the way the Valkyries are, then we'd have been touched down yesterday. Valkyries sold out every single game this season in Golden State, which is amazing. Yeah. And they're doing that at Chase Center where the Warriors play, which leads me nice and smoothly into the next question, Jim, which is like you said, the opportunity presents itself because of the construction of Capital One to have this DMV approach. But ultimately, you're going to want to bring as many Mystics games as possible, theoretically, to Capital One Arena. So what does that look like over the next 2 years? Obviously, there's none this summer. Is it going to be possible with the next phases of construction to bring the Mystics back to Cap One at all? Or is this kind of the approach the next 2 years? And once the construction is done, the Mystics will play X amount of games at Capital One Arena.
It's probably a little too early to tell right now. I mean, you know, hopefully in a perfect world, maybe there's a way of either front ending or back ending, you know, some games to be able to play here at Capital One Arena. I mean, we love Care First Arena in that building, and it's incredible, you know, team advantage over there. I mean, but yeah, I mean, the demand is getting really, really high. So our ability in the future to move more games to Capital One Arena would be fantastic. But, you know, I think, you know, we want to do it in the right way. And, you know, we want to make sure that the building's, you know, prepared to be able to handle upwards of 20,000 people coming out to the game. So we'll have to probably most likely play it by ear over the next 2 years as we get through the development. But, you know, beyond that, I mean, I think it's an exciting roadmap in the future. So hopefully we'll see more games here.
Last thing for Jim Van Stone, president of business operations at Monumental Sports Entertainment. I know in the negotiations with DC, whatever those were, it feels like 7 years ago, but also last month, you probably know exactly when they were. My mind is scrambled eggs on that stuff.
I liked your idea 7 years ago. You know what? Now we're all moving forward and excited about what the future is building in this arena.
Yeah. So when like ultimately you guys are able to get things worked out with the city, one of the things that was kind of in the TBD bucket was a Wizards specific practice facility. You guys have the facility at Care First Arena now that is shared between the Mystics, the Go-Go, and the Wizards. And I know there was a desire, or at least there was in some of the planning expressed desires to secure another location. And that was kind of floating out there. Is there any update on that, Jim, in terms of where that could be or how you guys are approaching that?
No, good question. We're actively involved in researching and everything from that standpoint. We're going to remain in the city, so it'll be a location in the city. I think we're still, you know, looking at a couple different locations from that standpoint. Hopefully, we'll have more news to come over, you know, the course of the next 6 months or so. But, you know, I do know we're going to remain here in our home place, which is Washington, D.C. And you know what? It's important for us, you know, as we kind of move forward to have that opportunity. And you know what, we're still going to maintain Care First Arena and the arena over there, which we think is absolutely spectacular. So I think we've got, you know, a good runway ahead of us, and, you know, we're still in the fact-finding phase right now of the best location.
Jim Van Stone, president of Monumental Sports and Entertainment. I'll see you soon, sir. Probably, hopefully on Thursday. Speaking of Care First Arena, I think we're doing the show Thursday there. Now I'm just going to keep saying it until my bosses go, yeah, no, you are. So I think Thursday ahead of the Liberty game, we'll be in the concourse live. So hopefully I'll definitely be there on Thursday night, whether I hop over after the show or doing the show live. So hopefully I'll see you on Thursday if you'll be there, and we'll see each other around Capital One with a hard hat soon.
I appreciate it, Craig. Thanks for all the great work you do, and it's a pleasure to be on the show all the time.
Thanks, Jim.
This is the Hoffman Show on the T980 and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.